Our call to worship today is a brief message that was presented to Grace Bible Church by missionary Luis Nunez. Such a good message, and we believe it will be of spiritual benefit to you at this time.
If you have your Bible, Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. My family is not here. When they are not here, I show pictures of them. Now you have pictures of them. It's four children. I have four pictures that I want to call to your attention that's found in Romans chapter 15. Lord, help the reading of the word. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 5. Now, the God of what?
Patience.
Folks, biblical Christianity is the land of beginning again. Every day, the mercies of the Lord are renewed. God is patient with us. He has given you and I opportunity to serve Him. Not only that, now the God of patience and what? God is the God of consolation. He knows your shortcomings. He knows you could do more, but He's not going to strike you for doing less. He's a God of patience and consolation. And the Bible is saying, grant you to be like mind one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Your husband say, amen right there. What am I telling you? We have the God of patience. We have the God of consolation in our side. We can move forward. Look at me on verse 13. Now, the God of what? Hope. Fill you with all joy and peace in what? In believing that He may abound in hope through your faithfulness, through your zeal, through your passion, through your dedication, through your commitment, through your walk with the Lord. Amen? That would make a Presbyterian to shout. It would. Because we have the God of hope, and the foundation of our hope is the power of the Holy Ghost. We can't go wrong. I almost got in a fist fight there in Alaska in a missions conference because the missionary told, America is doomed to damnation. There is no hope for America. If I believe that, I'll quit. I believe in the God of hope. There is hope. Because God is the God of hope. And the foundation of our hope is not based upon you or I. It is based upon the power of the Holy Ghost. So we must move forward. Let's go. Let's do it. 2020, let's do more than ever before. There is hope. God is the God of hope. Look with me, verse 33. Not only the God of patience, not only the God of consolation, not only the God of hope. What we have now, class? The God of peace. Peace is not absence of conflict. It's not absence of turbulence. Peace is the serenity that you and I can find in God in the midst of chaos. That's what is peace all about. We are right there on His hand and sometimes get shaking. Sometimes you have opposition from outside. Sometimes you have opposition from inside. But there's peace because God is the God of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So make no mistake. No matter what we face this week, this month, I know you do your commitment. And then you get the hospital bill. Then your car goes down. This is no way a bargain with the Lord. We sang, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be what? Miserable. Is that what we sang? To be happy. You ought to trust. You ought to obey. Forget about the car. Forget about the electrical bill. Forget about everything. You trust. And you obey. Because you have the God of peace. And I don't know about you, but I believe the New Testament is a Sunday book. Now the God of peace be what? Y'all. Is that what it's saying here? Y'all? Y'all say what?
Amen.
Amen. That's what I say too. Amen and amen. Dr. Brainard.
Has your heart been encouraged?
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate so much. Brother Nunez coming and being with us. And be much in prayer for his ministry, for his safety. I've got to travel thousands of miles to get back home. And we want to pray that the Lord would undertake for him.